John Coleman, another away trip, another away win. You're one victory away from that promotion now. How pleased are you?
I'm delighted for the players. You know, a little bit flat in the dressing room because everybody else has won, and you know, we were the only team who could do it today. You know, but we had to govern our own fate. We had to win today. That was essential. And when everyone leading at half time, you know, we're going into the last 15 minutes, nil apiece, mount apiece, turning Lancastrian all of a sudden. You know, it was vital that we got the goal. And, you know, we did. And I don't think even the most ardent Wickham fan could begrudge us the win because of the chances we created. Their keepers pulled off some unbelievable saves. And we could have had three or four penalties. But, you know, give our lads the due. They've kept going. They haven't let their heads drop. They haven't felt, oh, it's not going to be our day, and sulked. They've got on with it and they've got exactly what they deserved.
Would it be fair to say you started a little bit nervously but seemed to grow into it?
I think so. I think, you know, Wickham smothered us for the first 15 minutes. Fair play to them. You know, they know about us. They've worked hard on what we do as we've worked hard on what they do. But as the game settled and we got able to, or we were allowed to pass the ball a bit more by our own movements, we created chances. The keepers made two fantastic saves. Bradley, I don't know how he's missed. And then, you know, we started off second half, great chance by Matty, and then the game's lulled, and then we've picked the game up, we've picked the tempo up, and you know, I think we've got exactly what we deserved.
You perhaps wouldn't have had Mark Hughes towards the top of your list of match winners, but what a crucial goal.
Ask Mike Newell, who I called to score a goal in the car going to the coach yesterday. I said, Mark Hughes always gets a goal every season. I said, he hasn't got one this season. I said, he's due one, and you know, thankfully he's popped up with it.
Does he epitomise the way this team's performed? He was pretty much written off, wasn't he? He was gone, released by Stevenage, and he's been fabulous.
Hungry people, that's what you need. And I know we shouldn't, because every one of them was magnificent today, but Adam Buxton took it to another level. He was unbelievable. He was like a vintage Larry Lloyd or John Terry in the air. He must have won every header he went for. He was fantastic. His overall play, his defending, his tackling. And you know, there's little cameos that goes unnoticed. They've got a free kick late on, dinked over, lads putting it into the net, and Piero pops up from nowhere to hook it away. And things like that, you know, will be forgotten about come the end of the season if we are successful, but they shouldn't be.
Could it have been, should it have been more comfortable?
I think so. I think we made the best chances, you know. Our keeper hasn't really made a save again, but we're getting used to that now. But we are defending well. But we've got a really, really tough game. You know, Stevenage are hitting form at the wrong time for us. And that'll be a very, very trappy game. But, you know, it is in our own hands, and that's all we can ask for.
How good does it feel to know that if you do it, you don't have to rely on anyone else?
It'd be better if we could rely on somebody else today and we could be celebrating on the way home now. But, listen, I always knew we'd go to the end. We knew there'd be twists and turns. There's still going to be twists and turns next week. We've just got to hope we're not on the end of a twist or a turn.
Talk to me about the away support.
Unbelievable. You know what? I said before, you know, people like Ashid go unnoticed. He's rallied round, not single-handedly, but very, very played a big part. And it'll get noticed today because of the numbers there, but he's been doing it for years, and, you know, not just him, but other fellas who you see in the pub. And, you know, we're fortunate in a club of our size that we can actually mingle with the fans. And we celebrated last week like we'd won the European Cup, never mind promotion. So we haven't got promotion yet. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy your good times. And I hope the fans, who were absolutely magnificent from 45 minutes post-kickoff, even when we arrived at the ground, the reception we got brought a tear to you. Like. So they're playing a big part, and I know they'll play a big part next week. I'd like to thank all the ones who've given up the hard-earned time and cash to come to support us. They were brilliant, and also the organisers.
You brought the players back out to recognise them. I guess they didn't need too much persuasion.
Last time we had that situation was Ratcliffe Borough away. And I was saying, no, we haven't done anything yet, but you can't ignore that. They've been magnificent, so you know, you've got to thank them.
One more hurdle to jump. Is it? I asked you this last week, nerves or excitement?
It'll be nerves, because we're at home. I always get more excited away than nervous. I'll be very nervous next week, but that's what sleeping tablets are for.